It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
If you love travel, if you love being healthy, if you love looking good, you're going to want to stay tuned because we're going to have a lot of fun today. I got to tell you, how do you cram in all your favorite topics into one? But our guest has done it. Margot Lushing is a fitness and wellness expert. She is the founder of Well and Away, makers of the first Hip Healthy Guidebook series and Health Hospitality Advisory. In addition to writing about the designing hotel programs to make it easier to stay well when on the road, she's also contributed to lifestyle outlets such as the San Francisco Chronicle, Rob Report, Well and Good, Refinery 29, Veg News, and I can go on and on. But Margot, Lisa, and I want to welcome you.
Thank you.
There should almost be like a sound effect of applause because you're hitting on all my favorite topics, especially travel, and to be able to stay healthy while traveling. I love what you do.
Oh, well, thank you. And it's seriously the most fun challenge there is, right?
It's crazy. You get paid to do the fun things. It's like, you know, traveling and checking out the world. Okay. But, you know, you hit on a bunch of subjects. And so one of them we want to talk about today is the demand for vegan and clean beauty and just the growth of it or the explosion that you're starting to see at different beauty retailers.
Absolutely. I mean, I think if you compare even walking through Sephora today compared to even 4 years ago, there's so many brands that are clean, you know, that don't have parabens, that don't have sulfates, I mean, that don't have crazy dyes, that are vegan, that are cruelty-free. It's amazing. And then beyond that, there are places like Credo Beauty out of Canada that has so many retail locations. I feel like they're exploding, and they sell all kinds of different beautiful makeup brands, and Detox Market, I think, too, is another Canadian one. And they're just, I feel like they're opening up in a new city every day. It's amazing.
That is amazing. It's so nice to know because it means that they're really listening to the consumers, right, David? Because they're knowing that this is a trend that I don't think it's just a trend. I hope that this is the way things are going to go. What do you think, David?
Well, okay, that was going to be my question. Is it we're all trying to get healthier, or do you think we're just becoming aware of some of the nasty stuff that's in the products?
I mean, I think people are trying to get healthier. I think also on the topic of whether it's a trend, I mean, I hope for the sake of these businesses who are putting like hundreds of millions of dollars into these new retail locations, but it's here to stay. I mean, for myself also, because now I'm hooked on all these beautiful, amazing, high quality products. But I think also there was a period of time where people were just sticking chemicals into everything and we weren't asking questions we didn't really know. And I think once we as people who buy these things and put them on our bodies figured out, oh my gosh, I don't want that on me. I think it's pretty hard to turn a blind eye once you know what goes into those things.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, and that's what I wonder, chicken or the egg, you know, which comes first? Is it we're all changing as we get older? And I know for me, I probably wasn't aware of being healthy till I got older. I should say that I'm getting older. Maybe that's better. But anyway, so I'm becoming more aware of what I put on my body and what I put into my body, et cetera. And so how do you see it shaping? Because, I mean, obviously, we used to go to health food stores for this. And as you said, there are retailers popping up. But, you know, you travel around and see stuff. Do you see this growing more into mainstream or more with some of the bigger brands?
I think so. I mean, I think that at first there were a couple of these brands that, like, were accessible to Gwyneth Paltrow, right? You're getting the Tata Harper, which is so fabulous, but her oil is like $300 for half an ounce. And that's not, you know, I'm not running out every month to go buy that. It's not that accessible. And I think previously when you're going to Whole Foods or, you know, your local organic store or co-op, there is that, you know what I'm talking about, where it's that brown, muddy, shimmery lipstick that's like this sad little tube in the corner, and everything has this weird shimmer. And I feel like it was this very late 90s, early aughts approach to vegan beauty and clean beauty, and nobody wants to wear that. But now there are, I mean, you can go to a Target, and there are clean brands selling things for under 10 bucks that check all the boxes that a lot of these Gwyneth Goopy approved brands are doing too.
Yeah, I love that. No, I just got this beautiful lipstick, and I'm not a big lipstick person, but I had a big thing that I needed to wear makeup to. And so I'm scrambling around because if you know me, I'm usually like a mascara and maybe tinted sunscreen, and that's about it. Maybe some lip gloss. So
yep.
I was really happy to find some really great clean products like you're talking about. You know, I'm curious about your site, wellandaway.com. Talk to us a little bit about that and how this ties into the clean beauty.
I mean, I think that it's really all encompassing, right? So when I'm traveling, I'm just trying to live my clean lifestyle. When I'm home, I'm trying to live my clean lifestyle. And, you know, nobody really wants to see me leaving the house without, like, some makeup on. I'm not going to go to, you know, travel somewhere for a meeting and not bring anything with me. So I think just by necessity over the years, I figured out what things I can throw in my carry-on that check all my boxes of being cruelty-free, being vegan, not having weird dyes, just falling into working with my lifestyle. And I think more and more, there are so many amazing, really awesome things that fit into this. So it's really just by necessity that I figured out clean beauty. And so through that, I started writing about clean beauty for Well and Away, sure. And then also for my friends over at Veg News who are doing amazing work.
Okay. I mean, I travel a lot and I've watched hotels change. I'm going to go start first with the business traveler and making things with more USB charging ports and the desks are now the right height for my computer. How do you see them adapting with some of the amenities even or some of the things they stock for healthier choices, not just beauty, but eating wise and just overall? Is there pushback? Do they not want to spend the money? Or are they really adapting because that's what we're demanding?
David, there. So with Viceroy Hotels in San Francisco, we did this crazy, wild mini bar overhaul. And somehow I convinced them to just do a healthy mini bar overhaul. So our Well and Away guidebooks are called the Well and Away Vital Guide. So now the mini bars in all 116 rooms of Viceroy's Hotel Zeta in San Francisco are the vital bars. So there are like 20 products in the mini bar. They're like late night munchie friendly, hangover friendly, need to run to your next meeting and have 2 seconds to grab a bite friendly. And they all just happen to be vegan and gluten free and made by these cool indie brands in California. And people are spending money on the mini bars. So I think that honestly with hotels, it comes down to their revenue, right? If people are spending money on it, they'll do it. If people are buying an acai bowl at breakfast, if people are buying a green shake at breakfast, their kitchen will make it.
Well, and I think not just spending, you know, more, like you're saying, at the mini fridge or whatever, but I think even selecting hotels. I just stayed at one where they had been making some changes. And so now it's for that particular client, when they bring me out, I've requested, can I stay there in the future specifically because they are getting healthier food and healthier breakfast choices. So it's pretty cool to see.
And doesn't it make a difference for your stay? Don't you just like feel so great when someone's accommodating your healthy lifestyle?
Truly, it's like being at home. I have a weird routine, but, you know, I fight a battle with weight. And I'm always trying to fight it. So sometimes in the morning, I'll have a banana and coffee when I'm at home. So when you're at a hotel, that's not always easy to do. And they do. They now have fruit out. And if you decide to eat their breakfast, they've got turkey bacon and things like that. But I try to stay with more fruit. And even as my late night snacks, I used to go down and get a pack of M&Ms or Cheetos. And so for me to be able to go and grab an apple or a banana, I'm in heaven.
It's so great. It makes such a difference.
I want to applaud you for what you're doing, and not just because they're my favorite topics to hit on, travel, beauty, and health, but I applaud you for helping to make changes and to help guide all of us in things we can do and ways to adapt as we travel, because traveling's hard, whether it's on vacation or business, and staying healthy makes it difficult. So I want to say keep up the good work, and for our listeners, I invite you to check out wellandaway.com. wellandaway.com. Margo has all kinds of information. You're going to find all kinds of fun things. We didn't get to hit on everything, but Margo, I want to thank you for being with us. Hopefully you'll come back. I'm glad Lisa's back with us, and I want to thank you all for listening. And remember, if you have a question about beauty, do what the big brands do. Just ask David.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.